Good morning. We are continuing with Maseches Trumos. We are up to the second parak. We are up to Mishnah Hay. So yesterday, very quickly, we mentioned in the Machlekes at the end of the Mishnah whether a person should always take truma from the highest quality, or perhaps it's not always beneficial for the kohen to get the highest quality, because if he's not around and he has to wait for it, then the highest quality may very well be rotten by the time he gets it. And therefore, perhaps it's better to take from what's going to last the longest, despite the fact that it may not be the highest quality. So just to repeat, Mishnah Dalet, it says, Komokim Shiesh Kayin Tayman Ayafa. The Tanakhamas are the opinion that every time there's a Kayin present, or Tayman Ayafa, you take it from the highest quality. Komokim Shein Kayin, there's no Kayin present, Tayman Ayafa, you take off Truma for what is going to last the longest, like this, the Kayin will have the maximum benefit from it. If Yehuda Emer Lai, La'ilam, he says, La'ilam, who Tayman Ayafa, it's not true. We don't necessarily always take into account the fact that the kohen is going to benefit or going to lose from it. The bottom line is, you're always supposed to take off truma from the highest quality, and if he's not around, then he'll lose out. But that's not your responsibility. We do not pass like a Yehuda. The Mishnah Hay continues along the same theme. Termin batzal katan shalim lechatzi batzal gadol. Person is taking off. You know, we'll discuss this shiurim again later in the Masechta. But say a person is taking off 1/50th, which is the midah beinonis. He's taking off 2%. Which is the intermediate level of someone taking off truma. Now, it turns out that either he can take off one whole small onion, or perhaps he can take off one big fat large onion and cut it in half. So the Mishnah says, take off one small onion, because it's whole, it's going to last longer, whereas if you're to cut an onion in half, it's going to get rotten quicker. Yehuda Emer, Yehuda, in accordance with his opinion in the last Mishnah, he says, likely that is not the case, alachati batzal gadol, what you take off is half of a whole onion. Why? Half of a big onion, because a big onion is a higher quality, it's a better onion. If it goes spoiled before the kohen gets it, that's going to be his loss because he wasn't around. V'chein, Hayyab Yehuda Emer, Yehuda says the same thing, Tarmin B'tzalam and B'nei HaMedina al HaKufrin. Again, apparently the Betzalim of the Bnei HaMedina, I don't really know what the difference between these two different onions are. Apparently the one from the Medina is a higher quality of an onion than the one that grows in the Kufrin, in the outskirts of the city. They're smaller. Even though they're Meskayim longer, Yehuda prefers that you're going to take off from the higher quality, despite the fact that they're going to get rotten quicker. And he explains, B'nei Shumachal Pulutikin, they are the onions of B'nei Medina, maybe they're shallots, I don't know exactly what they look like, but ultimately, the bottom line is, they are something which is usually used, it's a Meichel Chashev, it's a more of a special food. Maybe the word Pulutikin comes from politicians, I don't know, perhaps this is the Makar to the word politician, but the bottom line is that those onions were higher level, higher quality, and therefore Yehuda says you should take off from that, despite the fact but they may not last as long. Again, so that's the theme of the machlokes between Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Do you always take off for the higher quality, or are we trying to preserve the best deal for the kohen? Rabbi Yehuda says it's a matter of what you're taking off being the highest quality. The Tanakhama is of the opinion that no, we're looking out for the benefit of the kohen. We'll stop here at Mishnah Vav. Have a wonderful day.